Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the A New Day Show, where we focus on the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, also affectionately known around the world as the Queen of the Empowered Soul. I want to thank each and every one of you that have turned on to our show this morning or tonight or this afternoon, depending on where across the globe you're listening from. I just want you to know how much we do appreciate you. I also want to remind you that you can call in 646-915-816 or 877-598-8549. And those are two numbers that you can use to communicate with us wherever you're calling from. I also want to remind you that you can catch the A New Day Show on EVMG Radio 24/7. And you can reach that by going to eaglesvisionmediagroup.com. So share that with your friends and let them know that now they can listen 24/7 on EVMG Radio. And to reach that, you can go to Eagles Vision Media Group. And we thank you for your support there as well. I want to get the chat room up. So for those of you who you're probably just joining, I do apologize for the tardiness this morning because I had a bit of technical glitch this morning, and that's the reason I am just tuning in. But I do appreciate you, and I know the show will be worth your time. This morning, I'm going over some about entrepreneurship, small business people, and how to really embrace and leverage the things that we have available to us. I want to welcome guest number 275, And I thank you for joining in this morning. We have no invited guests today officially. However, I have acquired a new partner for the Vision Weekend Conference, and I'm not sure whether or not his schedule will allow him to be on the show this morning. However, if he does not have the availability to be on the show this morning, you will be hearing a lot from him leading up to the Vision Weekend Conference 2010, which is scheduled to launch on September the 2nd. And then we are going to have a full day on the 2nd, full day on the 3rd, and also on the 4th. We are in the process of planning, of finalizing, rather, a new component to the Vision Weekend Conference that we did not tell you about. Because we all have such great support from across the world, and there are a lot of our followers on the radio show, on the social media, Twitter, Facebook, and some of the other social medias that we are a part of, who are not able to physically attend the conference here in Southbury in Connecticut. And we have decided that we will also be streaming the conference. So keep listening here. We are going to give you more information about that coming up in a couple of days. So wherever you are in the world, you will now be able to join in the conference via streaming. So keep looking out. We'll give you the information how you can do that. We still have an amazing lineup of speakers. We have Jan Mullock. We have Edward Foxworth. We have Jesse La Casa. We have myself. And we have Willie Crawford. You all, Willie Crawford is no stranger. And Willie will be be one of the panelists for Saturday. And we have a lot of other experts who are successful entrepreneurs who will be joining us on the panel. So just keep looking out for us, and we will have confirmation and all those in a few days for you, so that you can go ahead and sign up to be part of this amazing conference. And you will be able to say, years down the road, you will be able to say that, yes, I was part of that first conference. I remember when. So we are looking for your support there in that, and just keep listening here. Tomorrow, Thursday the 26th, 2 p.m., I will be the guest on Dean Herbert's show, so please listen in there. Watch my Twitter and my Facebook page, and I'll be posting the information up there for you, so you can join me over there in conversation with the amazing Dean Herbert. So again, you can catch the show 24/7 on EVMG Radio, or Eagles Vision Media Group. And that's for 24/7. You can just relax and listen to as many segments of the show as you would like. I also want, for those of you who are in Connecticut and even Massachusetts and New York, I will be doing my first dreaming room on September the 25th. So, again, that's another information I'll send out for you people who are interested in being part of the dreaming room. And that is for entrepreneurs who are looking to create extraordinary businesses or to transform the ones that you already have into extraordinary businesses. And that is based, the dreaming room is the legacy and creation of Michael E. Gerber. And though there are a lot of people who are already familiar with Michael's work. And Michael is the guru in entrepreneurship. And he has committed 40 plus years towards entrepreneurship and the advancement and the building up of this. So I am super excited to be part of this legacy that this amazing gentleman has created. And there's a DVD you can watch to get more about what I'm talking about, and that you can look for the Michael E. Gerber Companies .com, Michael E. Gerber Companies.com, and you can just watch the DVD there on the origination. So I look forward to hearing from you and just to get your support in that. So again, the number to call is 646-915-8166 or 877-598-8549. So those are the numbers you can call if you have any questions and anything this morning that you would like to share. Because leading up to the conference, again, we want to remind you about the conference website. I'm going to put that up in the chat room for all the people who are there, so that you can pass it on to other people for me and to help us to get the word going. And the website for the conference is visionweekendconference.com. Visionweekendconference.com. So please pass that on to other people. And we look forward for your support there. Whether you want to join us online or you want to join the conference here in Connecticut, we will greatly, greatly appreciate your support. So for this morning, we are going to have like an an open format this morning. I will accept your phone calls and I will be talking about our attitudes as individuals, our attitudes toward entrepreneurship or being a small business person, or matter of fact, even for those people who are still working a job. I want us to just have some conversation this morning around how our attitudes will impact the way we do things, the way we operate our businesses, and the way we see things. I want to welcome all my guests this morning who have joined via the chat room. I've seen some old people that have, not literally old, but some frequent listeners who I have not seen in a while. You're here this morning. Miss Pretty, thank you for joining this morning. Proud ex Crystal, thank you. I think last week you were here. I thank you, I guess. Guest 275, thank you for your support and for listening. So keep the telephones busy, 646-915-8166. So I want to just talk a bit this morning about our attitude, because even as business people, we need to continually keep a check on our attitude, because a lot of time, you know, you hear people will tell teenagers or children that, oh, I don't like your attitude because you have a stinking attitude. And I oftentimes ponder that statement, because not only does children or teenagers have a negative attitude, but we as entrepreneurs and small business people need to watch our attitude too, because our attitude is what people from a distance will see even before they get close to us to understand about who we are. They oftentimes see our attitudes. And one author writes an attitude: our lives are greatly affected by what we know, since what we know determines the decision we will make. Just as we are affected by what we know, we are also affected by what we feel. Isn't that the truth? It is the truth. While philosophy deals essentially with the logistical side of life, information, and thinking habits, attitude focuses primarily on the emotional issues that affect our existence, that we know determines our philosophy. How we feel about what we know determines our attitude. So, I oftentimes tell people that I never get a second chance to make a first impression. So I always focus on maintaining a great attitude, because people who never get the opportunity to speak to me, they are still observing me. And I'm telling you this as life experience for me. Oftentimes when I go in where I live in New Milford, Connecticut, and our center of town is known as the Green. And oftentimes I go to the post office, or I go to the bank, or I just go into town for any reasons. There's always someone that I am speaking with for the first time, who knows a lot about my work, either on the TV show or on the radio or some of the volunteer organization that I give some time to. And they can always draw reference to something I have said or something they have observed me operating in. And I tell you, it is always an awakening for me to know that even when people never spoke with you, they can observe and see the way that you are helping or you're giving back as a service, and it impacts them in a positive way. And it is the same way that our negative attitudes will impact people. So We need to be careful. We need always to be aware of our behaviors. We need to be aware of the language that we speak. Not only are negative languages damaging to ourselves, they are also extremely damaging and dangerous to other people that we are around. So we need to be very aware. Yes, we are not perfect. We are not perfect people. However, we are all a work in progress. And each day we can add one thing, and then we can increase and add another thing. And before you know it, we will be the owner of the best attitudes that you can ever dream about. Because nobody wants to be around any person or people who always have a negative attitude. I'm not saying that there are some days when we will not be encountering a bad day and negative things happening. What I am encouraging everyone to do is to get into the habit and the practice of converting those negatives into positive. Look into it and say, well, it really hit me by surprise. I wasn't expecting it. Now, what is the lesson here for me to learn? I know there is a lesson here for me to learn. What is it? Find one, two, three, or four good out of that negative that happens to you. And then instead of focusing on the negative, I want you to begin to focus on the lessons that you got from that that negative experience. It was just yesterday I was on the phone with a very prominent gentleman down in Florida, and he's a millionaire, and I'm so excited that he has allowed me this awesome opportunity to call him on the telephone and to pick his brains. And he just so graciously and generously impart his knowledge to me. And I tell you, it is such a blessing when we have the right attitude. And the right attitude is about making a difference in other people's lives. God lines us up with his most amazing teachers that will impart in your life. They are not doing it for money, but they are imparting in your life. They are willing to mentor you and to support whatever else you are doing. And these are some of the things that a great attitude will attract to you, because people are watching us from a distance. And my practice is that whenever I am anywhere, I make sure that whatever it is that I'm doing is projecting a positive message, either to the one that is listening or those that are observing from a distance. And even though we are not perfect people, we can continue to develop ourselves and to be the best entrepreneurs and small business people that we can. A lot of times we encounter past experiences in our lives, and they tend to hinder us. For example, having a healthy and a mature attitude about the past can make a major difference in anyone's life. One of the best approach to past is to use it as a school of learning. Just as I mentioned a while ago, what are the lessons in it? So our past can be a great teacher for us, you know, because it is hands-on, and we can learn that. We can learn from that, and we do not really have to make the same mistake over and over and over. You know, there are many people who will say that I can't do this or I can't do that because I've been through this and I've been through that. And I tell you, the only limitations there are the ones that we impose on ourselves. Only the ones that we impose on ourselves, because the Almighty Father has created no counterfeit. We are all genuine people. We are created for excellence. And the only limitation there are in our lives are the ones that we impose. So we need to concentrate on our life experiences. What have we learned from them? How can we build on them? How can we incorporate them into what we are set out to do in the lives of other people? One writer says, we must not beat ourselves to death with past mistakes, faults, failures, and losses. The events of the past, both good and bad, are part of life's experience. For some, the past may have been a harsh teacher, but we must remember to let the past educate us and bring us the value of its experience into our lives. It is easy to allow the past to overwhelm us. But the good news is that it is also easy to allow the past to instruct us to increase our values. Part of the miracle of our future lies in the past. Past lessons, past errors, past successes. The collective experiences of all that has happened to us can either be our master or our servant. That is why it is so important to gather up the lessons of the past and invest in them into the future. If we can establish that kind of intellect approach to the past, we can dramatically change the course of our next 12 months. Each of us will be somewhere in the next 12 months. The question we must ask ourselves, where? Developing a new philosophy about the past is the key to changing our current attitude. Until we have finally accepted the fact that there is nothing we can do to change the past, our feelings of regret and remorse and bitterness will prevent us from designing a better future with the opportunity that is before us today. Developing a new philosophy about the past is the key to changing our current attitude until we have finally accepted the fact that there is nothing we can do to change the past. our feelings of regret, remorse, and bitterness will prevent us from designing a better future with the opportunity that comes before us. I wanted to repeat that because in the past 8 months, I have been encountering a lot of people who are allowing their past to get into the way of the great opportunities that has been approaching them. And we have to be clear in everything that we are doing in order to see opportunities when they come. Because opportunity comes every day. What are we doing to leverage and to embrace them? How effective we use the present is largely determined by our attitude about the past. Until we amend our philosophy, we cannot repair our attitude. And if we cannot repair our attitude, our future is going to be filled with the same sense of regret and remorse and bitterness that currently has us by the throat. We cannot move forward until a brighter future until we have closed the door on the darkness of the past. And those are the words of the guru, Jim Rohn. The current moment is where our better future begins. The past gave us a wealth of memories and experiences, and the present gives us a chance to use them wisely. The present brings us an opportunity to create an exciting future. But the promise of the future demands that we pay a price in the present. The opportunity of the current moment must be embraced, or the rewards of the future will be withheld. Our goals and ambitions of the past are bringing us the present rewards. If our current rewards are small, then our past efforts were small. And if today's efforts is small, the future reward will be small as well. So again, it's up to us. You know, it is up to us to make the difference we want to make in our lives. Today brings to each of us 1,440 minutes, 86,400 ticks of the clock. Both the poor and the wealthy have the same 24 hours of opportunities. Time favors no man. Today merely says, here I am. Where are you going with me? How will you use each day is largely a function of attitude. With the right attitude, we can seize this day and make it a point of new beginning. Today does not care about yesterday's failures or tomorrow's regrets. It merely offers the same precious gifts, another 24 hours, and hopes that we will use it wisely. The greatest opportunity today brings with it the opportunity to begin the process of change. Today, the present is the moment when we can inaugurate our new voice coming into power. It can be a new change of mind, a new attitude adopted about who we are, what we are, what we want, and what we are going to do. Today can also be exactly like yesterday, and the day before and the day before. It is all a question of attitude. The future. Our future, about the future, is also great of great importance. In their classic Lessons of History, Will and Arlene Durant wrote, "To ensure what is, we must remember what was, and dream of things as they will one day be. Our attitude about the future depends on our ability to see the future. Each of us has the inherent ability to dream, design, and experience the future through the power of an imaginative inner eye. Whatever the mind has the capacity to imagine, it has the ability to create. Just as the body instinctively knows how to perform the miracle of health, the mind instinctively knows how to perform the miracle of wealth." Isn't this an assurance for us? I know it is for me to know that I don't have to envy the millionaire out there. I don't have to envy the neighbor, my colleagues. I have inside of me the ability to create the lifestyle that I want for me. And I can be abundantly rewarded for doing that. All things must be finished before we can be started. Everything in the world around us was finished in the mind of the Creator before it was started. The houses we live in, the cars we drive, our clothing, our furniture, all these things begin with an idea. Each idea was then studied, refined, and perfected, either mentally or on paper, before the first nail was driven in the first piece of cloth was cut, long before the idea was converted into a physical reality, the mind had clearly envisioned the finished product. The human being begins his or her own future through much the same process. We begin with an idea about about how the future will be. Over a period of time, we refine and perfect the vision. Before long, our energy, our every thought, decision, and activity are all working in harmony to bring into existence what we have mentally concluded about the future. This is why having the right attitude about both the past and the present circumstances is so important. When we have a healthy attitude about the past and a constructive feeling about ourselves and our present opportunities, we subconsciously guide ourselves toward the achievement of our dreams. However, when we are filled with regrets about the past and concerns about the present, then we consciously lead ourselves toward the future. That is very much like the past we have just left behind. The thoughts and feelings we allow ourselves to have today are critical, for they are contributing to our future. What that future holds will simply be a mirror image of our current philosophy and attitudes in our lives. So We need to stop pointing fingers and begin to look in the mirror and have a dialogue with that person who is looking back at us. We need to determine a better future. There is a very special emotional magic that takes place when we design the future and set new goals with a specific purpose in mind. As we see the future clearly in our mind's eyes, we experience a level of excitement and anticipation of the day when all that we dream will become a reality. The more clearly we see the vision of the future, the more we are able to borrow from its inspiration. This borrowed inspiration finds its way into our conversation, our energy level, our relationships, and of course, our attitudes. The more excited we become by our future dreams, the easier it is to develop the necessary disciplines and make the refinements of our philosophy. In other words, our dreams inspire us to think and act and feel and become exactly the kind of person we must be to recognize our dreams. If we are intelligent enough to invest our experiences of the past and wise enough to borrow the excitement of inspiration of the future by clearly seeing that future in the mind's eyes, then past experiences and future excitement becomes today's servant. The finished product we foresee guides us to our present efforts, making the attainment of the better future an inevitable conclusion. We become pulled by the future and guided by the past because we have chosen to take the intelligent action in the present. The unique ability we have for investing our past experiences and borrowing inspiration from the future is an incredible force. And the good news is, anyone can do it. We all have the capacity for designing the future in advance so that when we approach the new day, it is more than it might have simple because we were prepared. We had a plan and we ourselves assisted in creating this new life for ourselves. The power of the future is an awesome force that has the power to drive us to do all that we can do. There are no limits. It goes back to our attitude. And attitude, we are personally the ones who can keep that in check. Yes, it's good to have a mentor, an advisor, a power team, a mastermind group, a coach. All those people and organization help to hold us accountable. But we are the ones who live with our attitudes 24/7. Even when we are not part of those groups, we are with ourselves and we know the different seasons in our lives. And the one thing that we need to remember to do is to always be honest with ourselves, because we can't fool ourselves. We go out and we kind of sugarcoat things, and we show one face to that person and another to the other person, and they never get to know who we are. But we know who we are, and we can watch our attitude and keep working it day by day by day. Don't just sit and watch it go down the drain. Invest in yourself, invest in your attitude. I want to welcome guest 342. And you, if you have a question or a remark, we're talking about attitude and the way that it can affect our business as entrepreneurs and as small business people. So you can call in, or if you have a remark or comments, you can just type it in chat room. The number is 646-915-8166 if you want to call in. Yes, you know, the future carries its own price tag. It was last night I was going over and writing some new goals for myself. And I remember, as I look back over my life, I don't always write my goals down, but once I decided that I was on my path that God has me on, I began writing goals in the, I think I began in the 80s, I began writing my goals down. At that time, I had already graduated nursing school, and I was feeling a void and knew that God had something else for me. Didn't know what it was. However, I began writing things down. I began doing my journal and adding things in there. And then I came to the United States, and upon arriving here, instead of going into work as a nurse while I was studying to do my nursing state board for certification in the state of New York, I encountered a woman who was doing Mary Kay Cosmetics. And at the time, I didn't know anything about cosmetics because I was just accustomed to be using the cold cream and the varnishing cream, cleansing cream, and Vaseline on my lips. That was the extent of my skincare line. But my attitude, I listened to the woman, and her attitude was positive about what she was talking about. And although she did not win that free car, attitude in selling me the program and to invite me to come to the meeting on that Monday night, it was her positive attitude got me into that meeting that Monday night. Because although I too was taking the train and I did not have a car, if her attitude was not a good attitude, if she was not excited, if she was not motivated, if she was not enthused about what she is doing, if she could not display that to me, then I would not have gone to that meeting with her. I would not have gone to that meeting and 9 months later driving a brand new free car. It was her attitude. And I learned that, and I have that piece of tool in my toolbox that helps me every day to remember that lady that I met who encouraged me and attracted me into Mary Kay Cosmetics, affording me the luxury of winning not one, not two, not three, but 4 brand new cars from that company, and to drive them in elegance in New York City. So it's amazing. A lot of times our attitude is speaking much louder than the words that is coming out of our mouth. So I wanted all of us to just know that. Don't go for easy. Because easy is not good. I remember growing up in Jamaica, and I always hear the adults say, "You shall eat bread by the sweat of your brow." So it's simple to me. I'm breaking that down to mean that don't go for easy. You put all your effort and strength into that thing that you know you are focusing on, and to make sure that it is doing good for other people's lives. The promise of the future is not free. There is a price to be paid for any future reward. The price the future exacts from us involves discipline, labor, consistency, and a burning desire to make the future better than either the past or the present. Those are the price tags of progress. But the price gets easy when the promise becomes clear. When the end becomes attractive, we become keenly interested in the means. We must see and want the promise with an instantaneous desire, or the price it requires will overcome our wishes and we will fall back into where we once were. If we are sincere about wanting a better life, we must ask ourselves what we see in our future that is fueling our fires of confidence and excitement. How much of that future do we actually see and believe deep within our own souls? What we will achieve, is it clear enough in our minds and hearts to drive us out of bed each morning, to drive us through the doors when the snow is high, when it is icy and sleety on the road? Does it? You know, unless we have that burning desire and passion, nothing will get us through those challenges that I just mentioned. It does not matter how much money we are being paid. We have to have the passion and the burning desire. You know, and for those people who are working a job, you need to begin to not look on the salary that you are paid, but start to look on the value that you are adding for that week before you stretch your hand to collect the check. Because when we begin to look on things in that with that perspective, then we understand how important we are to the positions we are in. And we will make every effort to learn all we can in that position until it is time for us to move on. It doesn't matter whether you're paid or whether you're a volunteer or you have a business. We are all learning from different people at different times. We are all learning. And we need to learn the lessons where we are, and to free ourselves for the promotions. Because when we learn the lessons, then the promotions will come even without us realizing it. We cannot move casually into a better future. We cannot casually pursue the goal we have set for ourselves. A goal that is casually pursued is not a goal. It is best. At best, it is just a mere wish. And wishes are little more than self-delusion. Wishes are an anesthetic to be used by an unambitious, neurocratic, that dull their awareness of their own desperate condition. It is possible to plan our future so carefully and so clearly that when the plan is completed, we can become so inspired by it that it will become our magnificent obsession. The challenge is to get this obsession fuel the fire that heats our talent and our skills to be boiled to the boiling point that we are propelled into a whole new future. As we become serious about designing the future in advance, we derive an immediate emotional benefit. The future is exciting. The more clearly we see the future and the more keenly we sense its promise, the more positive our attitude becomes that we can and will achieve our dreams. It is the new attitude that will provide us with the renewed ambition for progress and the faith that we really can move mountains. You know, it's like they say we can all eat a whole elephant. All we need to do is to do it one bite at a time. And it is the same thing with creating and manifesting a positive attitude. Minute by minute by minute by minute. We may start with the pets. We may start with the telemarketers who call us. Just begin to demonstrate some positive attitude, one day at a time, and before we know it, we will be demonstrating a beautiful, beautiful positive attitude that will just transform who we are, you know? And people will begin to notice in you, and they know it is something different, but a lot of times they cannot put their finger on the pulse of what is happening. But you will be smiling on the inside of you, and you are going to be saying, well, this thing really works. This thing really works. They don't even know that this is Daphne. The other thing I need us to consider and to embrace and also to leverage, and is also the understanding of knowing that none of us, it doesn't matter how talented, skillful, qualified, prominent, eloquent, wealthy we are, there's absolutely none of us that can succeed by ourselves. We can't. We all need somebody else. And you know, I am so excited about the feel of social media and, you know, the accessibility of the internet, because it doesn't matter where in the world we all are. So long as we support and we believe in the vision of somebody else, the internet gives us the opportunity to partner and to leverage those resources wherever they are. So we have to have the right attitude towards that as well. Yes, we might not even meet the person. We are probably accustomed to be working with somebody next door in the cubicle or down the block or down the street or in the middle of town where we can just stop by and drop in to say X, Y, Z and everything. And on the internet, we can't do that. So we got to have the right attitude to know that we are going to be using Skype or the email or the Facebook or any of the other social media to reach out to this person. We have to have the attitude and the right confidence to know that we got to trust these people. So we take some time to establish and develop the relationship. We create a positive attitude about this. And then, after we build a relationship, now we know that we now respect this person. And because we now respect that person, we can now approach the dialogue around us being engaged in business. But it all points back to our attitude. If we have a nasty attitude, then we're going to say, oh no, this person is from that country and the other country or the other state and so on and so forth. I don't want to bother them. I don't want to be doing anything with them because I cannot stop by. But I tell you, we got to grow with the trends that are now around us. We got to grow, embrace, leverage, and also utilize what it is that we have available to us. It is not difficult. I was speaking on Saturday with someone I just met on one of the network. And I was telling the person that I am someone who is not technically savvy. I know to speak. I will speak. And I will do that. But the other component of the technology, I am not skillful in that. But I said, I'm willing to work with somebody who knows how to do that. And this way, you got to have your attitude in check that you know that you won't cross the other person won't cross you. When they ask for your feedback, you give your feedback and maintain a positive attitude that this is for my growth. This is for my betterment. This is to help me to expand and develop a better lifestyle. You know, sometimes in our attitude, we have an attitude of control, of total control. And we don't want to let this go. We don't want to let that go. But I tell you something. For those of us who are entrepreneurs and we are looking to create extraordinary companies, we cannot do that alone. We must and need to partner with other companies around the globe. I know because with internet, the globe is our playing field. Everyone needs another person to help them in achieving their dreams. We all need each other. In the business world, we need each other's markets and ideas. In the business world, we need each other. In the business world, we need each other's inspiration and cooperation. The attitude of another people affects each of us, and the attitude of each of us has the capacity to affect all of us. The American Pledge of Allegiance and its 31 words that we often repeat as an expression of our loyalty begins with, I and concludes with all. That is what America is all about. You and I, working together to create greatness, we are uniquely influenced and affected by each other in our pursuit of America's dream. We become powerful forces when each of us understands how powerful all of us are, and when all of us understand how valuable each of us is. What can all of us do? The most incredible things. We can go to the moon and beyond. We can solve the mysteries of disease, diminish famine and suffering, enhance the number and quality of opportunities available for each, for everyone, and create what does not yet exist to improve conditions of all mankind. We can bring peace where there was once war, and friendship with animosity once prevail. We can explain the heavens, explore the heavens, examine the ocean depths, and investigate unlimited creativity and capacity of the human mind. Nothing is beyond our imagination, and imagination is the starting point for all great progress. The contribution of all of us is so important to each of us. All of us in the company, the church, the family, the community, the classroom, the classroom. No man is an island, either by itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. Any man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. So again, it doesn't matter what we are doing. Our attitude plays a great part. So it doesn't matter whether you're an entrepreneur or you're a small business owner or you are an employed person now. Do any of those tasks with the right attitude, and you will be amazed to see the turnaround that happens in your life. Again, I want to encourage you that you can call 646-915-8166 and you can share your thoughts about the impact of your attitude on the things that you are doing. I want to encourage you to call the number again. It's 646-915-8166. And just share with us any experiences that you have about a positive attitude or a negative attitude that you have learned from. So let me hear from you. You can also use 888-877-598-8549. So please let me hear from you. 877-859 877-598-8549 or 646-915-8166. So again, I look forward to listen to your call and to just hear from you about some of your experiences about attitude and the impact it has on your lives, your career, or the business that you are doing. Appreciating self-worth is the beginning of the process. Before you can appreciate anybody else, you first have to appreciate yourself. You got to be your first best friend. What would happen if we all put our minds to work and read the books, took the classes and discovered new ways to refine our philosophy? What would happen if we all develop a new attitude about the past, the present, and the future? What would happen if we all change our feelings about one another and the importance of each individual and our collective destiny? What if we did all that? Just imagine what an incredible effect this would have on our future. You know, I oftentimes mention, and you probably have heard me say this here before, or if you listen to my TV show, you probably have heard me say that before, that I had no idea that I was black until I came to America. In Jamaica, I was a person who was looking to serve. I used to work as a nurse, and I was the president of the Montego Bay Atlanta Sister Cities Committee for many years. And I just operated as a person, as an individual who wanted to make a difference, and, you know, not only at the hospital and the health centers where I worked, but even back in Jamaica, I too was the president of the Small Business Association. And I had no idea I was a black woman. And then I arrived here, and all of a sudden, I was a single mother. I was a minority black woman. I was a this, I was a that, I was the other. And I just had to adopt a positive attitude surrounding all those different labels, and to know that I am going to use them for my advantage. So I was not letting anything get into my way of gaining all the wonderful things that is available to me here in America. So we got to be careful that you don't get sidetracked by the different things that is happening in society. You need to know who you are, know what you are about, and know what you contribute to society. Because only you can get yourself off the rail that you are on traveling this journey. Only you and only me can do that for myself. Not my competition, not my co-workers, not my neighbors, not your spouse, not your children. It's you. The ball is in your court, and the end result will be dependent on how you play that ball. It is your time. You need to play that ball. Play it. Play it to your advantage so that you can have a story that you are sharing one day, and to let other people know that, my God, when I decide to take inventory of my attitude. Life turned around for me. My relationship with my family got better. My relationship with my neighbors got better. My relationship in the church got better. Just all around. And it was one minor adjustment that I did in my life that helped to turn around. I want to encourage you to try that and to see what can happen in your life. How we all feel about ourselves is a matter of choice. You know, a lot of times you look at other people and you might find something that's different about them than it is about you. And all of a sudden, you get into this conversation with other people and some people even start to gossip. Or, how can this person do this? How can this person do that? How can they be doing this? How can they be doing that? But, you know, we all need to just understand what it is about other people. If you cannot say good, don't say bad. If you cannot be positive, close your mouth. Do not say any negative thing about anyone. Because before long, this same thing will be coming back at you. So, watch out for what it is that you are saying about other people, other colleagues. An interesting thing happened the other day. In our town in July, they have this big village fair. And this happened back in July, maybe 3 weeks ago. I went to the fair and walked around to the other booth. And there were a few banks there at the village fair. And I stopped by quite a few banks, and I guess they have us sign up for raffles or prizes or something because they use those names to contact you afterwards. So one lady from one of the banks in town, she called me up and she thanked me for stopping by the booth. And then she told me about the products that they offer and where their different branches are and asked me whether or not I would need some information and if I need the information, what it is I want the information pertaining. But then she asked me the magic question. She asked me, well, who do you bank with? And I told her who I bank with. And then she said, oh, yes, they used to be as small as we are, but now they have gotten so big, she says. And I don't know if you are aware about the many fees that they have now implemented. And I thought that was rather strange for her to be pointing that out to me. And I did not comment on the fees. I just simply said to her that I've been doing business for a number of years with this bank. And they support and believe in my work. I said, however, I am not saying that I am not open to constructive conversation with other bankers who might be interested in my work. So, I am willing to come in and meet with you and to talk about what it is that you are offering me. And I think that was the best attitude that I could have approached that statement that she mentioned about the fees with. Because, yes, fees are there. It's good not to have fees. However, if you're getting the service you want from somebody, you do not mind paying the fee. So If she's looking to get me to switch, she will need to give me more than just feeless things. Customer service is very important, and what it is that she is going to be doing. And I share that to tell you because as business owners and entrepreneurs, we oftentimes will encounter these obstacles, and we got to know which attitude to pull onto and to draw on when these things happen. Because you cannot be getting rowdy and to know and say that, oh, this is that and the other. Why you want to say that about the bank? In other words, she didn't have to point the fees out to me. She can simply tell me what she has to offer me, invite me in, woo me off my feet with all the services and amenities that they have. And who knows? I probably would consider changing. So I share that we too can be cautious about that. You know, every day we get up out of bed, we got to affirm who we are. We must believe and support the journey that we are on. We cannot always wait to find somebody else who will toot our horns, somebody else who will play our music, somebody else who will sing our song. We need to begin to do this for ourselves. Because before long, we are going to be 80, 90, 100 years old. And we're looking back and say, my God, what did I do with that time? Where did the ages go? So don't sit around. Start investing in you. Start feeling good about yourself. Start enhancing yourself. You know, if you want to learn a language, learn a language. You want to go, my friend right now has been retired for many years, and I'm so proud of her because she went to a computer class because she wanted to learn to do spreadsheets, and she wanted to learn to do PowerPoint. So what did she do? She found herself a class, and she drove to another town because that school was not even in her town. She drove to another town where she could have the information she wants. And this is what each and every one needs to do about ourselves. We have to have a positive attitude about ourselves. If our lives are not portraying what we want, we need to reinvent it. Reinvent what we have. You know, we are human beings and we have the authority. God gave us the opportunity to reinvent and recreate our lives whenever we want to. So just believe in yourself, and you have to be your first cheerleader. If there's information and knowledge that you are lacking, go seek it. Go find it. You know, if you don't have the know-how to go back to a traditional classroom, find something online that fits your time schedule where you can now begin to invest in you so that you can begin to feel good about who you are. When we invest in ourselves, there's no room for inferiority because we know that we are the best. We are reading, we are listening to TV, to DVDs, CDs. We are listening to different inspirational programs and different speakers. We are investing in ourselves. And that is something that we all need to concentrate and to focus on. The other thing about our attitude is that who are we hanging around? Because we need to understand that the people we hang around will begin to influence our attitudes. And, you know, we watch our teenagers and our children. We watch them to see who they hang around with. What we as adults and entrepreneurs and small business people, we too need to begin to watch that. We need to begin to watch who we hang around with. What are our conversations? When we are in those gatherings, what are we talking about? When we see somebody else walking towards the group, do we have to abruptly change the conversation because it was not above board? If that's for you, I need to encourage you to nip that in the bud and just be sure to choose positive people who can add energy, light, and value to the things that you are set out to do. I am not saying don't have a little recreation. Yes, but don't have too much recreation. We need to balance our lives. You know, I oftentimes tell my clients that the price of your personal development needs to outweigh the cost of your wardrobe. And I tell you something, I love clothes, I love shoes, I love pocketbooks. I love all those things, but I also like seminars, tapes, and DVDs. You know, I'm so proud about the library that I have developed over the years, both in listening and in reading. And I'm thankful for that because my learning continues every day. For me to be the best host or coach or inspirational speaker or counselor, I need to continuously invest in myself, in the knowledge that I acquire, in my spirituality, in the clarity of vision. I need to be the best that I can be in all those areas of my life. I oftentimes continually assess who I'm around. You know, I listen a lot when I'm around people, whether they are people that I am acquainted with for a long time or they are new acquaintances or people I'm just meeting. I have learned to practice the skill of listening. Listening and learning. Listening and learning. Listening and learning. Because when I listen and I learn about that new person, then I can make a decision as to the extent of the association or the relationship that we are getting into. Because I'm not there to badmouth anybody or anything. So I've learned that who I am around will help to develop that person that I'm looking to become. It pays to take a survey once in a while of those people who touch our lives on a daily basis and to mentally weigh the effect these members of our inner circle might have on us. What repetition do they have with those who are productive? Knowledgeable, respected. What is the level of their own accomplishments? What is the depth of their knowledge? Do they understand the value of the importance of attitudes, goals, and personal development? How many books have they read in the past 9 days? How many classes or seminars have they attended to develop new skills or to refine their current attitudes? How do they look upon the value of virtues such as commitment, persistence, fairness, patience, and diligent activity? What is it about them that makes their advice, opinions, and counsel valuable to you? Listen to me. It has to be more than the amount of money they make. This thing comes as a total package. Each of us enters into a relationship wanting something differently. But the one thing we all need to do is that we need to have a list of things that we are looking for in which to build ourselves up and to allow us to feel great about us. So when we get around people, what are some of the things that we are looking for? Hopefully, our inner circle does not consist of people whose strongest assets are an unlimited supply of jokes and a variety of distorted opinions. Know when to separate yourself. If you're in a gathering and something is happening that is really out of line with your values and morals, do not stay there. Give yourself permission to exit when something does not sit well with you. Don't sit there and suffer through it, because this is just hindering your progress and the way you grow from what is happening. Those who can reach us and affect us on a daily basis should also inspire us. Not spread the seeds of doubt and deceit when their pessimism, complaining, and ridiculing others. Maintaining a positive attitude in the face of life's challenge is difficult enough without this kind of influence on your lives. So, know when you are not in the right surrounding and exit with dignity. Be polite and be respectful. What effects are they having on my life, the people that I hang around with? That's a legitimate question each and every one of us needs to ask ourselves. Where do they have us going? How have they got us talking? What have they got us thinking, reading, and doing? What influence are they having on our ability to perform well and grow and to feel good about what we are doing? Most important of all, what do they have us become? So if you are in a relationship and you are stagnant, you're not growing, you got to know to reassess and reevaluate the situation and say, well, this is not what it is that I want out of this. You know, I came in because my attitude needed to be checked. I thought I was going to get this, but I'm not getting it. Evaluate if you, let's say it's a coaching or mentoring relationship and you enter for X amount of time. You do not need to wait until the end of the designated time to call, pause, and to have a dialogue about what you're receiving. Because a lot of times if you are not receiving what was on the contract or what was promised to you, then it's time for a pause. Push the pause button and get into conversation with your mentor, your coach, or your counselor and say, hey, I don't know where I'm faltering. However, I came for XYZ, and up until date, I have not received that. Is there anything you can point to me that I can use to enhance this result for myself? And you listen and you jot it down, because the end result, when it's not the correct thing, is going to be impacting your attitude. Is that capable? Well, we have the ability to do anything. We are capable of performing any task that we set out for ourselves, so long as we believe it in the depths of our soul. So long as we believe it, we are capable of creating it. But before we create it for the rest of the world to see, we must be able to see it with our mind's eyes. We got to see it. We got to believe it. We got to embrace it. We got to accept it. It must be acceptable to us before we can manifest it out there for the rest of the world to see. Reevaluating our associations can be a difficult issue. Yes, Lord, it is. Progress is awful, painful, but also are the consequences of allowing other people to exercise undue influence upon us. In other words, we got to be strong. You cannot be manipulated into remaining into something that is not working. Sometimes it is helpful to remember that it is not just our attitude that we are attempting to project and nurture, but the future well-being of others as well. We are strong. We can help others change and improve their lives. If we are not, then the influence of certain people can make our own progress difficult, if not impossible. In order to protect our better future, we must have the courage to disassociate whenever necessary. That may not be an easy task, but it may be a necessary one. Who will know that? Only you or I. Because, you know, our spirit tells us everything that's going on, but we are just so disobedient, and then we get caught head on down the way of disaster, just because we did not listen. All of us become careless on occasion, and the wrong people, the wrong opportunity, or the wrong thoughts can find their way into our lives. The key is to learn to reorganize the effect and to take the necessary steps to minimize or eliminate this source. So, if it is not working, get rid of it. Remove yourself. Move on. There are other great, positive people that you can be around that will help you to build yourself up. Why take such drastic action? Because the negative influence is too powerful or too threatening. Never underestimate the power of influence. The reasons why influence is so powerful is because it has the capacity to change us. And change can be difficult to reverse, particularly if it is the change for the worse. Like failure, influence is subtle. We would never allow someone to deliberately push us off the course we have set for ourselves. But if we are not careful, we might inadvertently permit someone to nudge us in the wrong direction a little each day. They may be so effective at these nudges that we don't even notice what is happening until it is too late and the damage is done. We might even think the person who is doing the nudging is a friend. And those are who we call sheep, wolf in sheep clothing. A nudge here, a nudge there, and some time pass, we soon find ourselves looking around and asking, what am I doing here? This is not where I've meant to be. We wind up spending weeks and months and even years merely trying to return to the course we had thought we were on before our nudging friend came by, subtly destroying our future and the power of undoing influences. Disassociation is not something to be treated lightly. It must be done carefully and thoughtfully. But if you are sincere about changing ourselves and redesigning a better future, we are obligated to distance ourselves from those who are having the wrong effect on us. The price is not doing it is simple to enormous. So that's a little bit on attitude this morning and the impact it has on us and as entrepreneurs, as business associates, as business owners, as leaders, as family members, as friends. These are the things that it has on us. I want to thank you for joining me this morning. Remind you that you can catch the shows 24/7 on EagleVisionsMediaGroup.com and EVMG Radio. 24/7 you can catch a New Day show on here. And I want to tell you that we'll be having all of next week, I think we're going to be having each of the speakers on the radio to tell you about what's going to be happening at the Vision Conference. Look out for the streaming information so that you can join us across the world. We are very, very excited about the opportunity that will allow us to do that. We wanted to also know that you have the ability to create your life. It all begins with your attitude. Learn how to be happy with what you have while you pursue all you want. Happiness is not an accident. Nor is it something you wish for. Happiness is something you design. There are three things to leave behind. Your photographs, your library, and your personal journals. These things are certainly going to be more valuable to future generations than your furniture. The word TIP stands for to ensure promptness. So, when should you give it? Up front? Of course, sophisticated people don't take chances on poor service. They ensure good service. Let others lead small lives, but not you. Let others argue over small things, but not you. Let others cry over small hurts, but not you. Let others leave their future in someone else's hand, but not you. And that's just a code to remind you that you do not have to settle for mediocrity, because you have the ability to create excellence. You have a great destiny that you are created for. I want for you to go out there and just follow that destiny. Do not hesitate. Do not sit around and say, oh, I'm too old, I can't do this. Do not let the attitude of the negative forces around you deter you from becoming your greatness that God has created you for. His hands are wide open to embrace you, because he wants you to step out bold. That's the reason why the Vision Weekend Conference 2010 is designed for you. We want you to step out bold. We want you to shape your vision for greater success, because you deserve the best. You deserve the best. Won't you join John Mullock, Jennifer Sertl, Edward Foxworth, Willie Crawford, Daphne Clark Hudson, Jesse LaCosta, among others? Why won't you join us on September the 3rd and 4th, and on the evening of the 2nd, when we will impart to you knowledge, expertise, and information that will help you to harness them and to shape your vision for success. I thank you for joining us this morning. I thank you for stopping by, whether on archived or whether you're listening on your telephone or on your computer. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Remember, in order for us to create wealth and success, we need to continually take inventory and stock of our attitude. Thank you so much. This is the Queen of the Empowered Soul saying, love you, stay blessed, spread light, send energy and value to every person that you are connected with. Follow your destiny and manifest your greatness.
What's the plight that you've called me to, the thing I'm set aside to do? I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
because I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.